OKPI Publishing presents Gumptionade, the booster for your self-improvement plan.
Introduction. My father kept a poster on his dresser. Mounted on cardboard, it was the size of a file folder. He must have seen it every day. The poster was a quote from Thomas Huxley, a 19th century British biologist. Tan words on a brown background. Perhaps the most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself do the thing you have to do when it ought to be done, whether you like it or not. Huxley was self-taught. The education he was referring to was probably not 4 years at King's College, Cambridge. I believe his words were both inspiration and scourge for my father. They have been that for me. I broke down in June of 2004. The nearest causes were a second failed marriage and a business that was breached and sinking, my income and fragile ego handcuffed to the oars. I had a month of harrowing anxiety, perfect insomnia, and despair. The only thing I did with any conviction was journal and hope for the return of my right mind. That was the beginning of Gumptionade. I wrote about Huxley's words and the opportunities I had missed to do what needed to be done. I recalled the concept of gumption in Robert Persig's Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. Gumption is an old-timey word for spunk and common sense. People with gumption, often seemingly unsophisticated characters who happen to be quite wise, are staples of folklore the world over. This role was played to great effect by the American humorist Will Rogers. Why don't they pass a constitutional amendment prohibiting anybody from learning anything? If it works as good as Prohibition did, in 5 years we will have the smartest people on earth. Sheriff Andy Taylor of the 1960s television comedy The Andy Griffith Show had gumption. His unassuming manner disguised a courageous and resourceful master of human nature who protected his eccentric community of Mayberry, North Carolina. This included protecting the self-esteem of Barney Fife, his incompetent and superbly grandiose deputy. Persig set out a different, but I think, complementary definition of gumption: psychic gasoline, fuel for getting work done. If you are going to repair a motorcycle, he wrote about life, including life with a motorcycle, an adequate supply of gumption is the first and most important tool. Huxley's most valuable result of all education combined in my mind with Persig's psychic gasoline. Both describe the power to do the thing we have to do when it ought to be done, whether we like it or not. I began to call that power gumption. I was an embarrassment to myself when I began to write Gumptionade. I had not done what needed to be done when it needed to be done. I was living with the consequences. I wasn't alone. Americans waste billions of dollars and hours each year on self-improvement plans and products. We try and fail to lose weight, get organized, exercise regularly, be a better spouse, a better parent, save for the future, or reach other important goals. We give up, and then, often around the beginning of the year, we read another book, try another plan, buy another product, and we fail again. We lose ground while we look for answers in the wrong places. Worst of all, we feel bad about ourselves. We know that we are the main barrier to our own progress. We know what needs to be done. We cannot make ourselves do it. We cannot govern ourselves reasonably. I recovered my mental health. I started a tiny business that paid my bills, and I strengthened my ties with family and friends. I wrote this book. I learned how to do what needed to be done when it needed to be done. Not all the time, but often enough. Gumptionade is an essay expressing a primary idea. Your happiness depends largely on what you choose to do or not do with the cards life deals you. Gumption is the power to play your hand well, to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. This is the power to make better choices. Gumption is courage, resourcefulness, and common sense in harness together. These are attributes that I strengthened. These are attributes that you can strengthen. You may already have a plan to do better, perhaps a diet, a workout routine, or a strategy to build your wealth. Gumptionade is a booster for your plan. If you don't have a plan to do better, to be more than you are now, listen to Gumptionade before you make one. The worksheets alone will improve your thinking, particularly how to be less wrong, a checklist for making better decisions. I hope you find Gumptionaid helpful. I hope it makes you smile a time or two. Life is sometimes grand, sometimes tragic, and often perfectly ridiculous. Let's laugh together at the ridiculous parts, so we get our money's worth from living through them. Onward, Bob.